This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Paul Watson's going to be hosting next segment. I'm going to host one segment with him and then get out of here for a little while. I'll be on with Mike Savage in about 30 minutes and a bunch of other interviews today. I got to do a whole bunch of them. I just said open the floodgates. Is anybody real? Some of these national TV shows want me on, but they want me to go do live satellite feeds, so I'll do it tomorrow. Problem is they lie. They get you there and it's taped. I'm not doing taped. They'll edit what I say. They're just so evil. I'm telling you, folks, they have no rules now. Look at DrudgeReport.com. We're at the top left-hand corner. And they've got senators and the Democrats saying shutting down conservative sites that they call a disease is, quote, the survival of our democracy, quote, depends on banning sites. That is so Orwellian, to save our democracy, which we're a republic. But regardless, democracy denotes rule of the people. They're saying ban us preemptively ahead of the election or we're going to destroy the democracy. They mean the corrupt Democratic Party in bed with the Chi-Coms. What else would you like to add? I know you've got some other big breaking news, Roger.
Well, Alex, you're exactly right here. What happened to the civil libertarians? What happened to that stream of liberalism? This abridgment of the First Amendment should outrage real liberals. That's what's so perplexing here. You don't have to agree with everything Alex Jones says to agree he has a right to say it. That's the most key element of a free society. But I think that their silencing us is strategic. Not only are you a test case, but they plan to try to take Trump down. They probably plan to try to take me down. They may be planning to take you down. They are breaking me with legal fees. My close associate, Kristen Davis, friend of many years, is testifying for the grand jury voluntarily next week. I did not leak that, neither that she was going or the day, but somebody did. And she is a friend of mine. She's aware of no Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration or anything of the kind. It's just like the phony lawsuits against InfoWars that will, in the end, cost millions of dollars. It's an effort to frame us based on things you never said, and in my case, things I never did.
We've got to get Trump. He doesn't want to look like he's meddling in the election. It's the Democrats that are doing it. That's always been their plan. And we've got to move against these people. I mean, this is incredible. They kicked our email off today. They kicked our web sprout where we share stuff, a bunch of other stuff. And they're sending emails to everybody I know saying, you'll be arrested if you keep working with Alex Jones from fake emails. So they've got a big harassment campaign going right now.
Yeah, but this is just the most important beachhead in overall war. Look what they've done to Mike Savage, who I think is a real patriot and a good man. They have played all kinds of games with him online trying to limit his reach. He is a real beacon for freedom, in my opinion.
Well, that's why I told Savage a couple years ago, we never got around to it. I told him, I said, listen, he wanted to do it too. We'll talk about it on air maybe, but work with me some, and then just people get in the middle of it. But, I mean, I just want to magnify everybody. And a lot of talk show hosts, other talk show hosts can't work with me because they're so competitive. Savage understood it, but still some of the corporates didn't like it. But I just want to promote everybody. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're a man, a woman, whatever they are. If they're for freedom, then I want to magnify everybody. We're in a war. And I think people now have figured that out. Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com. More important than ever, folks, to follow you there on your own website. So any way you're able to get stuff out, it'll still be there, StoneColdTruth.com. I'm InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. It won't be censored as bad sharing NewsWars.com. That's what we have it there for you. That'll get thousands of retweets. InfoWars will get hundreds because it's shadow banned. So there's ways to get around this if folks just think about it. All right, thank you, Roger Stone. Coming up, the media is now sharpening their knives for PJW. Tons of articles calling for his head on a platter. Stay with us. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
If you go to Real Alex Jones, there's a little Twitter thing that Abby, that Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz put out. And that is a new hashtag Snapchat filter to get the word out about hashtag free speech and free InfoWars. And I am Alex Jones, some of the top things on Twitter right now. It's a little fun little program that's real popular, where it puts a piece of tape over your mouth and says censorship when you talk about anything you're talking about. And in the lower corner, it says InfoWars.com. So that's the type of things that really reach out to the youth and others. So go download it right now for free at Real Alex Jones. On Twitter, Paul's going to retweet it at Prison Planet on his Twitter as well. So Paul Joseph Watts is going to be hosting this hour. I wanted to talk to him a little bit up front about his overall 35,000-foot view about where this is going, what they're planning. Kit Daniels has pointed out that they keep saying, oh, there's violence by Trump against the media. They're the ones calling for violence against him. I'm really concerned about them winding up some crazy person, winding them up, and I'm also worried about them staging something to make themselves the victims. That was something I've been saying for months. Now they're saying, oh, look, somebody threatened us on C-SPAN. Brian Stelter has no ratings. CNN's dead already. It's a zombie that wants to claw us into the grave, the Crypt Keeper. I want no violence against Mueller. They're calling for my arrest on, you know, MSNBC. You know, the guy that got found with a dead intern in this house, Joe Scarborough, or in his government offices. They just shut the whole thing down with their brains bashed out. He's calling for me to be arrested. They really entered a new level, and they're just policing around going, why is he still on a Google app and this other app, which, by the way, has gone to number 4, number 3, you name it. And so now, Paul, they want to police you. Paul Joseph Watson, number 2 star of Alex Jones InfoWars, Avoid Social Media Purge for Now by John Levine. And it goes on from the rap. And so now they're salivating over you. And, of course, they'll never say what you did. If they ban you, they'll maybe say you beat a baby up, like they said about me. And God not showed where the baby got beat up or, you know, where I was mean to the poor little Muslims. So, Paul, give us your take on this and what you think's about to happen, because this is a signal. They've been this bold. They're testing total deplatforming, total siege, total economic warfare. This means they're going for broke, I think, trying to take Trump out. What do you think?
Well, this is what they're trying to do, Alex. They're obviously shifting the Overton window even further. They're probably not going to outright ban a bunch more people immediately. They will eventually, obviously. They'll ban everyone. But in the short term, this is about changing the Overton window, shifting the Overton window to the point where conservatives moderate their opinions, where they moderate their speech just to ensure the survival of their platforms. So, again, it's all a power play. It's intellectual castration. And, you know, it neutralizes them politically before the midterms, before the potential re-election of Trump. The other thing is LinkedIn. They deleted you from LinkedIn, Alex, yesterday, as you know. You cannot upload content to LinkedIn. So this whole hate speech argument falls completely flat. As Mike Adams is talking about, this is literally communist Chinese-style social credit score, 1984-style unpersoning. It's politically motivated. It was coordinated in the same 12-hour period. They even got you on Pinterest as well, obviously, and a bunch of other platforms. This is nothing to do with hate speech. That's the biggest lie about all this, because you cannot upload content to LinkedIn. So imagine if you had someone who said something controversial on the internet. Then they get deleted from LinkedIn. Then they find it impossible to get a job because they're banned from simply being listed as a person.
And that's exactly what China's doing. And they say the model's worldwide. We have a Google high-level whistleblower came out, as you know, last week saying the secret search engine they're building for censorship is going to be used here. This is it. We had WebChimp ban us today. We had this WebSprout ban us. That's just a program you use to spread your stuff with your accounts. So yes, we're under total economic attack. This is true, beyond ghettos, electronic ghettos that Matt Drudge warned of. This is true racketeering, not seen since the Nazis.
Yeah, it's clearly election meddling. In fact, WikiLeaks tweeted out about 20 minutes ago, if they want to go and find it, the suspiciously simultaneous censorship of InfoWars by Google, Apple, Facebook came just 1 week after U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee hawk Mark Warner, Democrat, circulated this policy paper threatening new regulation against those same media companies. Obviously, it happened after Deutsch threatening Facebook and YouTube to censor us. It happened after Quigley, literally in a committee meeting with Twitter execs saying, why on earth is this PJW tweet at the top of trending hashtags? This is fake news. It wasn't fake news. It was a completely accurate story. You cannot even claim it was inaccurate because it was about an imam in New York warning de Blasio about radicalization in New York mosques. He did warn him. He sent a letter. He posted the letter on Twitter. We embedded the letter. It was a completely factual story. Whether you think de Blasio had any reason to listen to that warning, not even the issue. The fact was, it wasn't fake news.
So well, the same imam is a great guy and went on Fox News and warned about it. I mean, I don't even watch a lot of TV, and I'd seen him on Fox News warning.
So you have specific examples of genuine news that we reported being cited by Democrats in congressional hearings as fake news and then used to pressure Twitter to relegate us in the algorithm, which they did. They said, yep, we've sorted it out, it's gone. So that's a clear example of how they're lying about this. You know, they banned Tommy Robinson on Instagram. His Instagram's come back now, by the way. You went on his Instagram, it's come back up. It's literally pictures of his kids and food. I mean, this is the level. This is unpersoning. This is straight out of 1984, communist Chinese social credit score, and it's going to impact everyone. And the thing about YouTube is, I posted a tweet about a week ago now, pointing out that when they announced that they were going to relegate, you know, independent media content and boost mainstream media content, just by coincidence, the YouTube subscriptions, the CNN, MSNBC, etc., started climbing rapidly. Their views started climbing rapidly. It's clear algorithm meddling, it's election rigging. And it's because in the case of YouTube, to be successful on YouTube, you have to have a personality, okay? It takes hard work, it takes years to build up an audience because they engage with your personality. Brian Stelter has no personality. Oliver Darcy of CNN has no personality.
Other than they all literally are the creepiest looking. If I was central casting for a creepazoid, a serial killer, something like that for a movie, I mean, you don't need to show him as a clown. Just show Brian Stelter. I mean, he is a flaming creepazoid. And then I love how they bitch about Trump. He counterpunches them saying he's a Nazi, he's a criminal, he's a Russian agent, he should be removed, saying you guys are fake news, you're enemies of American progress. And then they call for him to be banned, they call for us to be banned, while screeching we're trying to ban them when we're not. I mean, God, it's ridiculous.
Exactly. The only positive out of this, and it will take years, but these platforms, they're already echo chambers of people just shouting at each other or not even listening to each other. They're going to become increasingly stale, increasingly boring. We're bringing on a ton of young people to our message. They're going to avoid those platforms. And yes, it'll take years, but we're going to have to move to these different platforms finally and help build them from the ground up.
Paul, oh, that Darcy guy, Darcy, is incredible. he sends me comments, like, what do you want to make a comment? And it's always 1 minute after he publishes the story, just to, like, gloat when they're the ones openly lobbying for us to be taken down. Since no one watches them, that's what they are, is a big corporate operating crew to kill free speech, just like universities. And I have total satisfaction in knowing that they will be defeated. They will be brought down. They will be stopped by their own actions. But like you said, Paul, it is one hell of a time to be alive, and Republicans need to wake up. People in the UK need to wake up. This is historical. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. I want to ask you this question. I want you to answer it when you come back. You're taking over. I'm done here. Why is Twitter leaving us up for now? Is it because they've already gotten called out by Congress a few weeks ago for copper shadow banning, and they don't want to be on the bandwagon? And since they were some of the worst censors, they're backing off right now. I don't know why. But I'm going to tell you, we've not violated any of their stupid rules. God, it's a total one-sided policy and very discriminatory. But whatever you do, listeners, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and the new app we launched 3 weeks ago is now, what, number 3 in the news apps. It was already in the top 30, but it's going to go to number 1, I believe, if you download it and tell folks to download it. So do that. People power.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, so Paul Watson's taking over right now, but Paul, it is Twilight Zone. I mean, what is it like to be? We've been working together for 15 years, 16 years. To be at the very epicenter of global free speech debate, top links all over Drudge every day, congressional hearings calling us disease, lying about us, and then not showing what we said. I mean, there's a rally around us happening right now, but it needs to be bigger. And Trump needs to take action right now. I mean, this is wild ahead of these midterms to set the precedent to deny services to patriots and nationalists across the board, Paul. This is an amazing, amazing time to be alive. And I just hope listeners and viewers realize the power that you have individually. They failed with the big social networks that were meant to spy on you and control you and Google to control things. And when that failed with Hillary, now they're banning free speech in Brazil because patriots are getting elected. And same thing in France. They're panicking and breaking their own algorithms. These sites on Google hardly even works now, even though the average adult spends a third of their time on a Google system every day. The fact that they're having to do this shows the true crisis, because people took over the algorithm, and now once a human isn't an animal, in this classical animal sense, we have free will. And once we're willing to go through pain or attacks or whatever and tell the truth, there's no putting their system back together again. A, do you agree with that? B, what are they going to do now that even a lot of the internal polls show still a big win for Republicans if people vote and take action? What are they going to do, Paul? Because this all smells of real desperation. I mean, jumping the shark, admitting ban InfoWars. I mean, we are now legendary. They're going to try to demonize us and destroy us. And everybody is starting to rally to our cause, though, like they should have, because people now get it.
Well, here's the other aspect, Alex, which you might not have heard about. A few weeks ago, Facebook banned accounts because they said they, quote, sought to inflame social and political tensions in the United States, which is what the left does on a second-by-second basis by literally calling to harass Trump supporters and Trump cabinet members. But this was done after Facebook, and this is in Rolling Stone, by the way. This is a liberal publication by Matt Taibbi, who actually defended you. Facebook was helped in its efforts to wipe out these dangerous memes by the Atlantic Council, on whose board you'll find confidence-inspiring names like Henry Kissinger, former CIA chief Michael Hayden, former acting CIA head Michael Morell, and former Bush-era Homeland Security chief Michael Chertoff. So this was the deep state. This wasn't just social media companies and the far left. This was the deep state itself working with Facebook to ban these pages because they inflamed political tensions. Similar to how, as he said, in Brazil, Bolsonaro, who is number one in the polls, they call him the Brazilian Trump, he's probably going to win. They banned a network of pages that supported him. They banned 30,000 pro-Le Pen accounts before the French election. It worked on that occasion. But this is a direct link. What I want to know is what conversations went on behind the scenes for this to be a coordinated campaign, and did they involve the Atlantic Council, given we know those conversations took place before Facebook banned these accounts a few weeks ago. So it's this whole, oh, it's just a private company. No, it isn't. They're literally working with lawmakers. They're working with the deep state itself to crush free speech. This is not a private company argument. This is about social media being the new public commons, and that's why we need people like Brad Parscale to merely tweet about it would be nice, and some kind of executive action, a digital online bill of rights, because this has just got out of control. Yeah, I'm going to continue the show because Alex is gone now. But this is an article out of Rolling Stone that I just mentioned. Matt Taibbi, beware the slippery slope of Facebook censorship. He outlines the fact that they were in discussions with Deep State, with Kissinger, Hayden, Morrell, Chertoff. He continues to say, when Facebook works with the government and wannabe star chamber organizations like the Atlantic Council to delete sites on national security grounds using secret methodology, it opens the door to nightmare possibilities that you'd find in dystopian novels. Okay, that's not Alex Jones saying that. That's Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone magazine, somebody who hates InfoWars and hates Alex Jones. But even he came to our defense. He said the sheer market power of these companies over information flow has always been the real threat. This is why breaking them up should have long ago become an urgent national priority. They're a monopoly. He continues, instead, as was obvious during the Senate hearing with Mark Zuckerberg, politicians are more interested in using them to curtail the power of these companies. The platforms, for their part, will cave rather than be regulated. The end game couldn't be clearer. This is how authoritarian marriages begin, and people should be very worried. He mentioned Zuckerberg. They asked Zuckerberg to define hate speech in that infamous hearing back a couple of months ago. He couldn't do it. He couldn't define what hate speech was. So how does Facebook know what hate speech is when they ban InfoWars, when they provide zero specific examples of what we said to ban InfoWars? You've got a situation in Europe where the European Union, again, a government body, the government of Germany, other governments in Europe, are working with social media companies not only to censor free speech on social media, but then police action is involved. These people get home visits from the police. They're prosecuted. In Sweden, this is an even bigger problem. They're prosecuted, interrogated, if they criticize Islamic immigration, for example, and in some cases, literally put in prison. Okay, when you've got the government working with big industry to not only quash people's rights, but to put them in prison for what they say on the internet, that is not my private company argument anymore. That is authoritarian political oppression. And it's happening across the West. Absolutely incredible. And now, as Rolling Stone magazine reports, deep state individuals are working with Facebook to crush freedom of speech, to ban pages that, quote, inflame political tensions. You could say anything inflames political tensions. You have a disagreement with somebody on Facebook about a political issue. That inflames political tensions. It could be anything. It's entirely subjective. And that's why this is so dangerous. Breitbart reports. By the way, we've got Ezra Levant coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about this more. Rebel media owner. Breitbart reports, zero transparency, six questions that tech giants refuse to answer about the InfoWars ban. Number one, what content specifically from InfoWars Alex Jones was found to be hate speech and otherwise rule-breaking? They did not cite any specific example. Two, when was the decision to ban them made? What changed over the course of a few days from when you defended not banning InfoWars content? Because remember, Facebook came out when CNN was at the height of this lobbying campaign to silence their competition. Again, in places like Russia, the government shuts down the media. In America, CNN does it. They asked Facebook about this. Facebook said, we support free speech. What changed? What changed, Facebook? What secret conversations were going on behind the scenes? Question number three remains unanswered. Who made the decision to take down InfoWars? It's unlikely that the decision to ban InfoWars was taken by a rank-and-file content reviewer. Again, all coordinated. Spotify, Apple, Pinterest, Facebook, Google, YouTube. All coordinated within 12 hours of each other. This was a coordinated purge. It wasn't an enforcement of terms of service. That is a lie. Number four, will you provide clear guidelines on hate speech, including defining hate speech in a manner that is clear to all users? Because at this point, hate speech is anything that they disagree with. This is politically motivated censorship. This is the purge. We have arrived. We'll be back in the next segment with Rebel Media owner Ezra Levant to talk about big tech censorship. Don't go away. Infowars.com. Get the app.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
You're back on the most censored news show in the Western Hemisphere. And now I'm delighted to be joined by my guest, Ezra Levant. He is the owner of Rebel Media, the Rebel.media. Ezra, welcome.
Thanks very much. This is a dark day for freedom, and of course, they're coming for InfoWars today. Tomorrow it'll be Breitbart and The Rebel, and after that, Fox News.
Now, I want to get into this, Ezra, because you did a series of tweets about this yesterday, addressing this, oh, it's just a private company, they can ban who they like argument. Okay, you've got governments working in concert with big tech in Europe to prosecute hate speech, people literally having a knock on their door from the police, their prosecuted fines sent to prison for what they say on Facebook on many occasions. You've got MPs in Britain with Tommy Robinson having meetings with social media companies demanding his censorship. You've got Democratic lawmakers in the US, Deutsch and Quigley, demanding that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube censor InfoWars. Today we've got Democratic Senator Murphy asserting that this should just be the beginning and that other conservative news websites should be censored. Given that this was all done, Ezra, to InfoWars within a 12-hour time frame, was this wasn't enforcement of terms of service, was it? How likely is it, in your view, and you tweeted about this, that in addition to all the public lobbying on behalf of CNN, etc., that there was private lobbying going on behind the scenes to have InfoWars banned, and that that's why this happened in such a small time frame?
Oh, it's not even a question of if, it's a certainty. In Canada, there was a story that leaked out earlier this year. Justin Trudeau, our prime minister, personally threatened Sheryl Sandberg, the chief operating officer of Facebook. He told her that if she did not censor political opinions, conservative opinions that he deemed fake news in advance of the 2019 Canadian election, if she didn't do that for him, he would do that to her through regulation. So this was reported in the largest newspaper in Canada, a liberal newspaper, by the way. And of course, I'm not sure if you've actually watched it, Paul, but a parliamentary committee in the United Kingdom, they had a YouTube spokesman, and they were swarming him. Why won't you ban that? Why won't you ban that? Why do I have to see Tommy Robinson, this and that? I know Tommy Robinson has done some work with InfoWars. So these MPs do not even hide their demand that social media companies act as censors. It's a very clever move, and I'm not sure if they learned it from China, but there's two ways to censor someone. You could send a policeman, you could send a lawyer, sort of what they did to Tommy Robinson, but that's expensive, and that's embarrassing, and there's processes and appeals, and it's messy. On the other hand, you can just have a company make a private decision, no warning, no explanation, no appeal, no puff of smoke, and you just unperson someone. And that's what happened in France shortly after Brexit, and then Donald Trump was elected in 2016. The next big election was France, and all of a sudden, Mark Zuckerberg deleted not one, not 10, not 30, but 30,000 Facebook pages in France that supported Marine Le Pen. There was no hearing. We have no transparency. Did Emmanuel Macron just give a list to Zuckerberg? Did Zuckerberg just use some machine algorithm? We don't know. But imagine if France had tried to prosecute 30,000 hate criminals, if they had tried to use the instruments of the state. But instead, they just picked up the phone to Zuckerberg and said, do it. And Zuckerberg's in peril because, of course, Facebook, Google, these companies are constantly being hyper-regulated. I think it was Google that was just fined $5 billion by the European Union. So there's a quid pro quo. You censor our political enemies, and maybe we won't crack down on your tax avoidance. Maybe we won't hold you responsible for hate speech. If you let the Tommy Robinsons and the Alex Joneses and the Paul Joseph Watsons of the world continue, well, then expect a lot of scrutiny, and we may prosecute you corporately for hate speech. So these companies, I don't let them off the hook at all, but they are in a crony relationship. They are in a symbiosis with government. They do the government's dirty work. Government outsources censorship to them, and they get unlisted benefits in return.
And the other example of that is in Brazil, where you have Bolsonaro, who they call the Brazilian Trump. He's the populist, leading in the polls. A network, an entire network of huge pro-Bolsonaro accounts shut down by Facebook just a couple of months before their election. This is clearly collusion, clearly election meddling. And the other aspect of it is the unpersoning, the Chinese social credit score aspect of this, because Alex Jones has been banned on LinkedIn. Okay, this is just a profile of individuals. You cannot upload media content to LinkedIn. So that doesn't that throw the whole hate speech argument out of the window and prove that this was a coordinated tech purge to unperson 1984 style Alex Jones completely to then create this mob outrage wave, which would have him deplatformed on every other platform?
Yeah, I mean, if you remember in 1984, Winston was working in the Ministry of Truth, where he would change newspaper headlines historically. He would go back and change newspapers so that they were always at war with this country instead of that country. And they would throw the old stories down the memory hole. That's what it was called. They are trying to throw Alex Jones and InfoWars down the memory hole. What's so incredible is his entire repertoire of work. And, you know, people can object to this or that, and Facebook might say, well, this post breaks this rule, and YouTube might say, well, that actually breaks this law. They could. But to throw more than a decade's, his whole body of work out, including countless innocuous or historically valuable interviews with political leaders, with activists, just to delete it himself. All. You know, let me share with you, I don't know how many minutes we have, interrupt me if I'm going on too long. There was an ancient Roman concept, I'm going to say it in Latin, damnatio memoriae, if I'm pronouncing it right. It means to damn the memory of a political enemy. Sometimes it was an emperor who got into a quarrel with his brother, killed his brother. Well, he had to erase not just the crime, but any mention of that person. So any paintings, that person's face had to be scraped out. Any sculptures had to be destroyed. Any laws passed by that person were annulled. It's like the Stalinist tactic of removing someone from a photo. What we're seeing by tech companies is a damnatio memoriae. And soon you'll type in Alex Jones in a Google search engine or InfoWars and maybe Breitbart and maybe one day Paul Joseph Watson and Ezra Levant, and nothing will show up. And people will say, did that happen? Do I remember that right? Or was it thrown down the memory hole? Because I can't even read the record for myself. I can't even see what was said for myself. Oh, well, it was probably just a rumor.
Yeah, who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. Meanwhile, this gets to the same point. They're literally attempting to amend reality in real time. We have this Sarah Jeong hired to the New York Times editorial board after a series of racist tweets, which the New York Times admitted they'd seen and knew about before the interview. So they still hired her. She had the right consensus mindset. Her Wikipedia page, that controversy, which was in the news for days last week, one of the biggest stories in America, obviously the biggest issue of her career, of her as a person, and it's completely excised from her Wikipedia page because it's basically run by hysterical far-left editors. So again, it goes to the heart of they're literally changing not just history, but the nature of immediate reality itself to try and hide their own hypocrisy.
Yeah. You know, Paul, when I was a student and I was learning about politics and philosophy and economics, like a lot of young people, I thought libertarianism was appealing and property rights and, like many young people. And so the traditional libertarian argument would be, oh, well, these are private companies. If you don't like it, start your own. But the idea of starting your own Facebook, Google, YouTube, Wikipedia, start your own internet, that's about as likely, and I'm borrowing this line from Michael Tracy, who's a principled leftist on this issue. He says, starting your own internet is about as possible as telling someone in the 1890s, oh, you don't like buying oil from Standard Oil.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live on the most censored broadcast in the Western Hemisphere right now with Ezra Levant of Rebel Media. Just want to read this quote from Rolling Stone's Matt Taibbi. A liberal, one of the few real liberals left, no fan of InfoWars, he said, quote, "The sheer market power of these companies over information flow has always been the real threat. This is why breaking them up should have long ago become an urgent national priority." Ezra, you were finishing up with a Michael Tracy quote there, and people say, oh, you're banned on Facebook, you're banned on YouTube, you're banned on wherever. Why don't you just start your own social media network? Because that's really simple and easy, isn't it? You don't need much money to do that. You don't need much resources. What's your answer to that? Because it's something I
still
hear.
It would be like someone... It would be like someone 100 years ago saying, you know, the railway, the steel, the coal, the oil is all owned by J.D. Rockefeller. I have to deal with his monopoly, and he's busting me up. Oh, just start your own. Start your own railroad. Start your own bank, your own refinery. It's impossible to do. But, of course, steel, oil, coal, that's all important. But it didn't control our information, our mind, our perception, our politics. The dominance by the likes of Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg is unparalleled. Their wealth is on the order of J.D. Rockefeller, but their power over the population is much higher. And it took a rebel president named Teddy Roosevelt, who was sort of an independent. He had a bull moose party. It took a rebel president to finally bust up the trusts. And I think Donald Trump has some of Teddy Roosevelt's qualities in him. And more to the point, if Donald Trump doesn't bust up these monopolies, they will bust him up. That's what the timing here. You know, InfoWars and Alex Jones has been doing it for almost 20 years. But to do this right now, all of the companies at once, 3 months before the midterms elections, don't tell me that's a coincidence. And this is political. If Donald Trump doesn't stop it, they will make the Democrats win.
Now, I just want to zoom out, Ezra, and look at it from this perspective. Since the election, since November 2016, Milo has been viciously smeared. You know, Alex Jones has been hit by, well, nearly a dozen lawsuits at this point. He's now deleted off the internet. Tommy has been imprisoned. You know, people connected to the Trump campaign have been imprisoned. Lauren Southern banned from the UK. Breitbart lost most of its advertisers. Trump supporters up and down the country being physically attacked. This is punishment, isn't it, Ezra? This is punishment for Hillary Clinton losing the election.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the concept of a deep state. I mean, what the irony here is so many of Alex Jones's speculations and fears that were mocked. Well, haven't they come true? What we've learned about the CIA and the other intelligence agencies and the FBI setting up Donald Trump with a fake dossier. I mean, that's the stuff that if Alex Jones would have mused about it 2 years ago, people would have said, oh, you're crazy. You know, that and your aliens talk. Well, my God, it's come true. And if Alex Jones would have said, I predict that all of the social media companies will, within a 12-hour course of time, all independently by coincidence decide to ban and delete everything I've done, damnatio memoriae. People say, stop with the conspiracy theories. Well, what do you call it when it happens? It just happened. But the thing is, how do people know? One day they go to a YouTube site, and the next time it's not there, and they just sort of say, I guess something happened, and they move on. Only people whose volume knobs are turned way up, like you and me and those following closely, will even know it. That's the problem with being unpersoned, is that most people say, there used to be some place I would get some information. I wonder what happened to that guy. Oh, well, I'll just turn on the Young Turks. And that's the thing. The Young Turks, in my mind, was sort of a counterbalance to Alex Jones and InfoWars. They were edgy. They were profane. They were on the left, as Alex Jones and InfoWars are on the right. But the president of YouTube would pose for glamour shots with the Young Turks. They would get massive injections of venture capital funds. They were the toast of the town. They were not demonetized as the right was. So it's not a legitimate policy violation. I'm not saying that in every single video Alex Jones has ever done, he hasn't violated a policy here and there. But this complete erasing and depersoning, if that were meted out equally, well, we know it's not. We know, and look at CNN and the New York Times egging on Twitter. They're saying Twitter is the last company that hasn't blackballed InfoWars. Will they do? The New York Times is literally having an online poll. Now, it's going horribly wrong. People are answering the Freedom Answer. CNN lobbying. And Paul, it's not just their business rivals they're trying to shut up. It's their idea rivals, because InfoWars, and obviously none of us agrees with everything on the channel. I mean, I don't watch a lot of it. But it's a dissident voice. And for God's sakes, allow a dissident voice. Even if you don't like a dissident voice, allow a dissident voice. CNN, the New York Times, the media party, they are an ideas cartel, and they don't like a dissident voice. And if Alex Jones and InfoWars is as crazy as they say he is, well, then what are they afraid of? Why don't they allow a dissident voice?
Exactly. And there's a huge jealousy aspect to this as well, which is based around the fact that to have a successful presence on a platform like YouTube, you have to have a personality. You have to be engaging. You have to build up that loyalty and that trust with your audience so they keep coming back. The mainstream media, the hacks who work for them, don't have personalities. Nobody cares what Brian Stelter has to say. Certainly young people don't care what he has to say. My demographic is 18 to 35. CNN at this point is, what, over 70? This is what that drives their jealousy and their bitter hatred as to why they want to silence their competition. It's also about removing your opportunity to have a platform to defend yourself against their constant smears. It's very sinister in the way it works. I just want you to quickly talk about, you sent me this legal memo earlier on email, Packingham versus North Carolina. This was a Supreme Court case that determined cyberspace and social media to be a public square. Is that correct? Expand on that for me.
That's right. I'm not an expert in U.S. constitutional law, but there was a case just in the last year or so where the Supreme Court of the United States unanimously, it was a unanimous ruling. There's a lot of rulings in there about how the social media is the town square of the day. Now, I won't get into the facts of that case. It was someone who was being banned by a state law from having a social media account. But all the judges said, no, you can't do that. And quoting judge after judge on the right and the left, the entire spectrum of the Supreme Court said social media is the modern town square. One of the judges, I think it was Alito, said some people live their lives there. So for Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, a handful of San Francisco executives to say, no, you're banned, you're depersoned, that may well be a violation of the First Amendment. Don't take it from me. Take it from all nine judges on the Supreme Court of the United States. I think Alex Jones and InfoWars should sue, because this is tantamount to a telephone company calling you up one day and saying, hey, Paul, we've been listening to your phone calls on our cell phone company, and we don't like what you're saying. We're going to ban you from using the phone, and all the other phone companies are banning you from using the phone, and we're deleting your phone number, and if you don't like it, just invent your own phone company. That's what it's like when these neutral platforms decide to be editors and censors, then they're subject to the First Amendment. And I think that Alex Jones and InfoWars should not go quietly, not that they ever would, but I think they should sue, and they should find true supporters of free speech, including, if there is, some version of the ACLU that hasn't gone silent as a church mouse.
Exactly. I mean, where is the line in the sand? People are already banned on Patreon from making money for their content. You know, what's next? But are they going to ban bank accounts? Are they going to ban the ability for people to get mortgages and have houses? I mean, where is the line in the sand here? Just in the final minute, though, tell people about where they can find you on Twitter and Rebel Media. And, you know, do we need some kind of executive action on this? Is that the only solution remaining to us?
I think if Donald Trump doesn't do it, it's not going to get done. Thanks for the invitation. If folks want to follow me, I'm at Twitter.com/EzraLevant. That's just my name. And if folks, I'm doing my whole show on this tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time. If folks want to watch that, that's at therebel.media. And I tell you, in 5 seconds, I'll tell you, don't joke about banks. We could not find a single bank in the United Kingdom that would let us open up an account when Tommy Robinson worked for us. They are already banning us in financial institutions in the United Kingdom.
Absolutely sinister. All right, we'll leave it there, Ezra. The Rebel.media. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, there goes Ezra Levant. Again, in the final 40 seconds here, I want to encourage you to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They haven't banned them yet. Maybe they'll find some way to prevent us buying the products to sell to you. Maybe that'll be the next stage. Please get the InfoWars app before it's banned. If you can download the app before it's banned, then at least it's safe on your phone and you can actually use it at the Google Play Store or on Apple. As long as it remains uncensored, it may not be there for long, so please right now get the InfoWars app. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Owen Schroy is coming up with War Room, breaking news, InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.